fine, but then we have different ways.
Talking about, you said that people grew corn around here. What about the, I'll give that to you.
You know, for grew stuff.
Yeah. The part that grows right out the top of the stalk, you call that the...
A top?
Yes, ma'am.
Top?
Right. What about the stuff that you have to brush off the ear?
Seal.
You ever heard of little boys getting that stuff and smoking it or doing anything with that corn sip?
No, I never have.
What about rabbit tobacco?
Oh, rabbit tobacco, that's good for ads. If you ever get that, you get some smoke.
You smoke the tossle?
No. Uh-uh.
I mean, rabbit tobacco.
Rabbit tobacco.
Yeah.
You have a sign. It's good.
I didn't know that.
Well, it sure is.
What would people around here call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? That would be
roast meat.
And the part that you have to take off that covers the ear, that's the I wanted to ask you about years ago, a long time ago, if people were going to buy a lot of flour, what would that come in?
Barrel.
What size would that be usually?
Usually it's 50 pound bales, and I would say 100 pound bales. 6,500 pounds of your family, you know, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. You know, on a barrel, those things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place,
mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Hooks.
Mm-hmm. What would they be made out of?
Metal, some kind of metal tin. Metal, just out of metal.
Did you ever see anything that was like a barrel, looked a little like a barrel, except it was smaller? And I think nails used to come in these things.
Kegs.
Mm-hmm.
Nail kegs.
Did you ever see those around much
anymore? Nail kegs? No. They're not around much, really. When I was traveling around at the hardware store down there, they had kegs and nails sitting out. But now, since them got so by the town, no help.
I see. What about if you were pouring some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle, what might you use to keep from spilling all over the place?
A funnel.
And say if somebody wanted to buy a good bit of molasses or a pretty good bit of lard used to, what would that come in?
A can. Tin. They got 1,500 pound can with the lard can.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What about the molasses?
Yeah, a jug.
Ever heard people talk about having a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
Stand of.
Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did your, can you remember if your grandfather used a buggy going around on places?
I rode in one myself.
Did
you? My husband had a horse and a buggy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did he use something to crack around the horse's ears to get them to go faster?
He had a whip.
A whip. What was that made out of?
Leather and a wood stock, you know, to hold it. And that's part of the
leather. You know, when you go to the grocery store nowadays, what does the boy put your purchases in for you to carry them home in?
Bags, paper bags.
And what about these things that are made of this coarse, heavy, rough material? A kind of a sack, you know, that you might put peanuts or fertilizer or potatoes in, something like that.
So, cocoa sack.
What?
Cocoa sack.
Right. What comes in that usually around here?
Potatoes and peanuts and things like
peanuts
that.
Years ago, what did people use for light before they had electricity?
What they had?
What did they use for light before they had electricity?
Oh, lamps. kerosene lantern.
What did they burn in it?
Kerosene.
Ever heard people call kerosene anything else?
Coal oil.
Coal oil. Did people ever make a temporary lamp? Maybe just take a bottle and some kerosene and a wick?
Yeah, they do that.
Could you tell me about that?
You get a piece of flint cotton, you know, roll it up. For a figure, bottle of it all. Then roll that up and stick it down in there. And then the light.
What did you call that thing?
I just call it kerosene light.
Ever heard anybody call it a flambeau?
Flambeau.
Or torch?
Torch. I was going to call it a torch. I used to carry it to a pine torch. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to go from here down yonder, you know, you'd like to see them going on down there. It's kind of awesome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could call it, put it in a box.